If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 37. John chapter 7, verse 37, the Bible says, "In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." I want to preach this morning. Well, we preached last week. I just want to bring it up. We preached last Sunday morning, on believing unto salvation. This morning, I'd like to preach for just a little while on waters that flow. Amen? Waters that flow. As we look at this, we see Jesus, and He comes down here, and we can see in the world that we live in today. Now, let me just say this. In the world we live in today, it's become a dry place. The world that we live in today has become a desert, amen, as far as spirituality is. Amen, people are drying up in a major way. People are drying up when it comes to things of God. Amen. We've just become so calloused, praise God, by the things of God that we just, we dried up and we're just in a desert, in a wilderness spiritually. But Jesus says here to these folks, He said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me." Now we see here, you have to see this scene that plays out. First of all, He says it's the last day of that great day of the feast. Now first thing we see in this scene, we got to realize that this was a feast of tabernacles. Amen? And it was about 6 months before Jesus would hang on the cross of Calvary and lay down His life for the sins of the world. Amen? About 6 months before Jesus would die for me and you. Amen? So we see this scene, and we see this the last day of the feast, that great day of the feast, that last day of the feast, amen, where they come together. And everybody's there. And I want you to see this. Can you see the crowds as they camp around? I mean, they was thousands upon thousands would come to this tabernacle, the Feast of Tabernacles. And they would camp around in their little lean-tos all over the place. And mamas and daddies would be, parents would be explaining to their children the miraculous provision that God had provided, amen, in the wilderness. How God had brought them out of that place of Egypt, that top of the world, and brought them, praise God, into the place of called Canaan. Into the promised land. And the parents would begin to try to explain this miraculous thing, this miraculous provision that God would provide. And that goes over a 40-year period. And they would begin to tell them about that pillar of fire by night and that cloud by day and how the bread had come from the sky and how God had given water from the rock. Amen. They would begin to minister to these children, these people. They'd begin to tell them all these marvelous things that God had done. You know, sometimes I think we let our children down if we don't tell them the marvelous things that God has done, that God is doing today. Brother Rex done a wonderful job in the Sunday school class. And you know what he said? Hey, you know, the miracles that the apostles was able to perform in the book of Acts. But I want to say God's still performing miracles today. Amen. Even to the saving of one old sinner, praise God, it's a miracle. Praise God. It's a miracle that takes place when an old sinner, praise God, comes to Jesus. But we see this as they're trying to explain to the children all the things that's going on, and it comes time for the ceremony. The priest in our priestly attire, they go down to the pool of Siloam, and they would take up water. Amen. And they would bring it in their pitchers to the tabernacle, and they would, for 7 days, they brought it, and they would pour it out on the floor of the tabernacle. Amen? A type of the provision of God. But on that high and holy day, on that eighth day, amen, that day, the number of new beginnings, they would go to the pool of Siloam and they would come back with their vessels empty. Amen? They'd come back with them vessels empty and they would get there and they would do as they were pouring it out on the floor, but the vessels had nothing in it. But what they was doing, they was representing the provision that God gave in the wilderness and how they didn't even realize what they was doing, but they was representing what God was going to do in the future in provision of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Those empty vessels, praise God, was something. Hey, what man could bring but God, what God could give. Glory be to God. And they come with them empty vessels and they begin to pour it out. And history tells us that they would read Isaiah 44:3. And they say, "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring." He said that they would quote this verse. And can you just imagine? Amen. Now they would go to Salaam. That literally means the sent one. Amen. Representation of the Lord Jesus Christ that was sent from God. And they would go down there and they would bring that water. Amen. And they would pour out that Spirit in the midst of people. But they realize at this very moment, can you see in your mind's eye, at this very moment, I mean, at the climax of a week of fasting, praying, of feasting, at the very eighth day, at the precise hour that they would get up and do this, and they would pour out them empty vessels and say, looking forward to the provision of God Almighty. And they say, read this text. And when they done that, had read the text, after a week-long celebration, a 33-year-old man in the congregation, he would stand up. I mean, just an old Galilean carpenter, praise God by trade, but he'd step up and he'd say these words, "Cry out, praise God, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Amen. Praise God, that Messiah of God was offered up himself right there in the congregation. He would offer the sent one from heaven. Amen. Would say, "Praise God, that you've been looking for. It is I." Amen. "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Amen. Can you imagine? Could you imagine? I mean, they reading Isaiah 44. All of a sudden, there's a quiet comes on that place. Like, I mean, you could have heard a pin drop. Amen. Eyes got real big. Could you imagine them priests? Amen. Them old priests, they pouring this out. All of a sudden, their eyes get real big. They say, "Oh, goodness. What do we do now?" Hey, they look like a junkyard dog is pinned up my alley. And don't know what to do next. He said, "Here's this one, this anointed one of God. He's presenting himself." But you know what they'd do? They'd reject that offer. Amen. But you know, you say, "Well, preacher, how in the world could they reject the Messiah the same way people's rejecting him today?" Amen. The same way that we're rejecting Lord Jesus Christ when we turn him away today. Amen. We do it every day. And the Holy Spirit of God, he moves in, he moves upon us. And hey, listen, I want to say, praise God, if you're saved today, the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God is in you. He's in the believer. Amen. But does he flow from you? See, that's the question today. See, the Holy Spirit of God, he said, "Hey, listen, the Messiah was poured out. Christ was poured out for you." Amen. And he may be in you, but is he flowing from you? See, I want to preach today on the water that flows. Is there anything that's flowing from us today? See, so I believe some of us is like the Dead Sea. Now, the Dead Sea's got all these tributaries that's feeding into it. All these waters from the Jordan and these Lebanon and all these others is flowing into it continuously. And it goes into the Dead Sea, but the Dead Sea has no outlet. It's dead. That's why I call it the Dead Sea. It's dead. It's stagnant. Amen. It's just full of salt, nothing. Hey, no organism can live in it. Amen. There's no life in the Dead Sea. It's just dead. That's why I call it dead. That's what I believe. That's the way a lot of us are today. We're just dead spiritually. Amen. We need to be alive in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hey, amen. We need to realize, praise God, that God has touched us. He's given us an ability, praise God, to be living vessels of honor unto God. I think we neglect that so many times. God has provided, amen, what we need. He's given us the opportunity to be a living vessel to God. We see the Lord Jesus Christ move. He offered himself. This is the invitation that he gives. Amen. That if anybody would believe on him, that they'd have living waters flowing out of their bellies. Amen. He said they'd be, the Spirit of God said, be coming not only in you, but be coming out of you. Amen. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us after his resurrection, Jesus says to his disciples in John chapter 20, verse 22, he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Amen. He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now, the Bible says in John chapter 20, 22, that they received the Spirit. Amen? But they received the Spirit, but they did not allow themselves to be empowered by the Spirit. The power hadn't come on them yet. See, I believe there's a lot of people sitting in our pews today that we've been saved, amen, but we've never been empowered by the Spirit of God. We've never been empowered by that God has for us today to encourage our lives. You say, well, preacher, if the Holy Spirit's in you, then you got what you need. Well, we got part of what we need, amen. Hey, it takes a little bit of effort from us, amen. The Bible says that we've got to step out on faith and we got to become what God would have us to be. You say, well, preacher, what about the disciples? Amen. The disciples received the Holy Ghost. Jesus gave him the Holy Ghost. He said, receive ye the Spirit. He's talking about that Spirit of salvation. Amen. When we receive that Spirit of salvation, when we believe on Lord Jesus Christ and we become saved, praise God, that Spirit, Holy Spirit of God moves in us. Amen. He moves in us. But we got to allow Him not to just stay in us. We got to let Him to move out of us. Praise the Lord. We got to allow Him to work in us. See, in Luke chapter 20, he tells us that the disciples, they're hiding in the upper room. Amen? They're hiding up there in the upper room. Now, they're Christians, but they're timid and they're unsure in this new Christian faith. Jesus goes to them, and they're hiding in the upper room, and he tells them, he gives them this power. He said, receive you the Holy Ghost. And then the Bible says he comes back. Let me just show you. John chapter 20. He said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto him, peace be unto you. And we had said, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Amen. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. But notice what takes place in verse 26. We see Didymus, Didymus was not there with them. But in verse 26, and after 8 days, again his disciples were within. See, they were still hiding out in the upper room. They were still timid. They were still unsure. And he said, and he come to the place where they said, Jesus came to the doors being shut. Amen. Hey, I tell you, pray God, when we get the Lord Jesus Christ and we get the Spirit of God, amen, we need to throw open the doors, praise God, that others might come in. But I'm afraid when the day and the hour that we're living in, we're still timid in the Lord, praise God, and we haven't realized what we need. Said, what do we need? We need a good filling of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. We need a good touch of God in our lives. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, Jesus says this to the disciples. He says, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Amen. He said, you hang out there in Jerusalem. He said, you can't go out and try to get to do the work of God till you receive the power from God. Amen. I'm afraid we try to do a lot of things without the power of God. We need the power of God upon us, praise God, in order to be what God wants us to be. So he says here, he said, you be endued with power. Now that word is dunamis, it means dynamite. He said, not only do you need to have power in you, Brother X, but you got to have power on you. Amen. You can have power in you, but praise God, if there's no power on you, most of us, you know what we are? We just like one of them little old fizzlers. Amen. We get saved. We get lit up. Praise God. Somebody lights us up and we just fizzle. Fizzle lights a little while and it burns out. Amen. But hey, we need to be like dynamite. Praise God. We need to have that power of God upon us in order to be what God wants us to be. Amen. Now, you know, I'm telling you right. We need the power of God on us to be able to witness, to be able to preach, to pray, to sing, whatever God wants us to do. We see this in the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us the power. He said, you stay there in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. He said, you just hang out in the upper room, you pray, and you see God's face. He said, then the power is going to come. Amen. We see this in Ezekiel chapter 47. You remember when Ezekiel was given the vision of the millennial coming? And he said, there's a man took him and he brought him up to the temple and he brought him before the altar. And Ezekiel says, as the man began to show me, he said, I looked over on the right and said, out of the altar, praise God, they was coming a river out of the altar. And he said, the man took me and he showed me. He said, you know what? He measured off a 1,000 cubits, about 1,500 feet, Brother Rex. And he said, get in. And that old fella, praise God, and old Ezekiel said, I stepped in. And he said, the water was up to my ankles. He said, I looked up. He was measuring again. He said, he measured about 1,000 feet. And he said, about 1,000 cubits, another 1,500 feet. And he said, get in. He said, I got in. He said, the water's up to my knees. He said, I measured about another 1,000 feet. He said, 1,500 cubits. And he said, the water's up to my waist. He said, I measured. I looked back, and the man was measuring again. He said, he measured about another 1,000 feet, 1,000 cubits, 1,500 feet. And praise God, he said, the water, praise God, was over my head. Hey, waters to swim in. What are you talking about? Ezekiel saying, this is the way we get in. Praise God, the Spirit moves upon us. We get saved at the altar. Water begins to flow from the altar. Praise God, it carries us along. And praise God, we get the water up to our ankles. When we get saved, we realize, praise God, there's something good in this. And Lord God, we just shout the praises. We get in water up to our ankles. Praise God. Amen. But I'm afraid the day that we live in, a lot of us is still wading at the ankles. Amen. Amen. But he said, you know what? So I got in that water to my ankles. I got to thinking about it. He said, I got to thinking about what God done down in my soul. He said, I got thinking about how good the water is. He said, I got to thinking about souls dying and going to hell. He said, I waited on that. He said, glory to God, I got up to my knees. And that's prayer life. Amen. When we get up to our knees, we begin to pray. And we begin to seek God's face. And we begin to long for a move of God. Amen. We begin to see God, Brother Eddie, moving. We begin to see Him touching old mamas and daddies. Oh, we begin to see God touching our little children. Amen. And we wade on out to the waist. And now that waste, that water to the waste, that's a type of the reproduction of the children of God. Amen. We get out. Praise God, we see. Yeah, little boys and little old girls and mamas and daddies, praise God, getting in for the glory of God. Amen. It took being on our knees, amen, to be where we need to be. It took the power of God to move us along. He said, I looked out there and he said, hey, water was up to my knees. I looked, he's measuring again. He said, there's swimming waters. He said, hey, praise God. He said, I got in. He said, that water to my knees. God began to move. He said, I got into my ways. I seen God adding to the church. I seen God touching my home. I seen God touching my family. And praise God, I said, I don't want to stop here, Lord. I want your Spirit to just carry me along. Overflood my soul. Praise God, waters to swim in. Praise be to God. He said, I need that power of God on my life. I need the touch of God. Amen. It's going to take me and you being like old Ezekiel. It's going to take me and you, praise God, not to be content with the wading water, not going to be tempted with the waters to the knees. It's going to take me and you wanting swimming waters. Amen. To see souls saved. Praise God. We begin to desire those swimming waters. God will begin moving in the presence of His people. Amen. You get to wanting to The Spirit of God, you getting wanting the things of God, you getting wanting the guidance and the leadership of God. Praise God, He'll put you out there in them swimming waters. Amen. You get out there, where you get, glory be to God, that water that flows. Amen. You get forgiven at this, praise God, the water just carry you along the way God wants you to go. Amen. Yeah, you get water. You get out there in the water. I'm talking about the Spirit of God. You get out there, praise God, over your head. You give it to God, praise God. He'll carry you where He wants you to be. Amen. Ezekiel says, man said, it's going to get good. But I want to say, praise God, it can be good right now if we're in the will of God. Amen. Doing the thing. What are you talking about? I'm talking about waters that flow. I'm talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, allowing God to move in us and God to move upon us so we can be like, oh, Ezekiel. Amen. Oh, Ezekiel was one that desired that closeness to God. When he got in from the beginning, praise God, he said, you know, it ain't good enough just to get in. He said, I want it all. I want to say, young, hey, it's not just good enough to get in this morning. He said, praise God, I don't know about you, I want it all. Brother Jeff, I want those swimming waters back. Amen? If you know, if we ain't very careful, we'll get over paddling over towards the edge of the shore, praise God, and we'll get back in that water to our waist, then water to our knees, then water to our ankles. And if you ain't careful, praise God, you'll step out and you'll be out of the water. Amen? But praise God, I don't want to be out of the water. I want to be like old Ezekiel. Praise God, I want to be in the water. I'm talking about those waters that flow. I don't want to be in a dead sea. I don't want to be some old stale something. Amen? Amen. If you want, hey, you want some old dead something, you ought to find you somewhere else. I don't think we want some old dead something. Amen. We've got something that's alive and real, praise God, so that our children, praise God, can look back one day and say, God's real. Amen. Ezekiel had something that was real. Let me give you a couple things this morning. The Lord give us just a few verses, kind of demonstrate this. You say, preacher, how can I get what Ezekiel had? In Exodus chapter 7, the Bible tells us, you know, but these waters that flow, they come to the children of Israel, come out of Egypt. I mean, they come through the Dead Sea. The Lord opened it up and He let them go on dry ground, and they come out. And they, man, they're wandering around in the land. And they begin to, hey, before they ever go in the wilderness, they get out there and they're murmuring and complaining because they don't have all the provision they think they need. And they begin to want water, Brother Charles. They begin to get thirsty. You know what happened? If we ever get thirsty, praise God, we'll hunt the water. Amen? You know what's wrong with most of us fundamental independent Bible-believing people today? We don't get thirsty. We're not thirsty enough. Amen? If we ever get thirsty, we'll get crying out for water. So the Bible says, Moses, what you do? He said, you bring them up to Mount Horeb. He said, I'll take care there. He said, what I need you to do, I need you to get to bring them to the rock. Amen? He said, if you'll bring them to the rock, he said, I'll give you water there. So you know the story, Moses struck the rock and forthwith came water. I mean, water poured out to the thirsty. Now Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and 4 said that rock, he said that that rock was Christ. Amen? The rock was Christ Jesus. Amen? In order to get to water, according to God, the first thing we got to do is come to the rock. Amen? Hey, in order to get the water, you got to come to the rock. Amen, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen, they said, the Bible tells us that they come to the rock. That's Christ Jesus. Then Christ said, amen, and the Bible tells us that the rock of our salvation was smitten on the cross of Calvary. Amen, are you with me? See, Moses, he comes to the rock, at rock type of Lord Jesus Christ, he smote it, and water came out. Amen, but you know what came out first? What came out first, brother, at the cross of Calvary, Brother Ray, was the blood. Amen. It took the blood coming out of Lord Jesus Christ, amen, before the water could flow. I mean, these folks that think, well, you got to get in the water first in order to make things happen, they're full of baloney. That's what's wrong with the world today. We think we can wash our sins away. I want to tell you, they can't wash them away except through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes the blood. It takes the blood. Amen. The precious Lamb of God. Wash away the sins of the world. Look at John chapter 19. John chapter 19 and verse 33. Amen. God says this. He says, but when they came to Jesus. Now, if you go back to verse 32, it says, then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. Now, Jesus is on the cross. Amen. He's in the middle, and there's a thief on either side. Said they broke the legs of the first, and they went and they broke the legs of the other, but they didn't break the legs of Jesus. Why? Because the blood is supplied through the legs. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they break not his legs. But one of the soldiers, now listen, with a spear, pierced his side, and forthwith, right, five quick in a hurry, came there out. What first? Blood, amen. The blood came out first, and then the water, praise God, of what took place at our own Calvary, Brother Rex. Jesus hung and died for the sins of the world, and when they pierced that ribbon side, praise God, the blood flowed out. Glory be to God that made provision for the water. Amen. the water type of the Holy Ghost of God, the blood type of that cleansing from sin. Amen. Glory be to God. When the blood flowed out of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother David, he made perfect preparation for the cleansing of sins. And then that water flowed out of there. And that was a type of Holy Spirit of God, amen, that would touch hearts and lives and bring us unto repentance. But I want to say this morning, irrequivocally, praise God, it takes the blood first and then the water. Man, you've got to have the blood applied to your life before you'll ever have the Holy Ghost of God real in your heart. Amen. So we see them as they come to the rock. Not only did they come to the rock, but number two, he brings them another time. Amen. They got Israel, and in Numbers chapter 20, they get thirsty again. Amen. Hey, praise God, I'm glad they got thirsty. Hey, listen, I tell you, till we get thirsty, we ain't going to come to the Lord. When you get thirsty, praise God, when you realize, hey, you know what, I'm just not significant for this thing. That I'm like that fellow, praise God, that was wading into my water. I realize my own impotency, and I need some help from the Lord. And he said, he told him, you go up there to the rock. He said, man, he said, when you get there, I said, you speak to the rock. Amen. In Numbers chapter 20, verses 5 through 11, he says, they went up there and said, they spoke. He said, you go up there and said, you speak to the rock. Now, you know the story. Old Moses gets up there and a rebellious people, I mean, they're murmuring and complaining about to put him to death. Amen. So, look what you've done. You brought us out here into this wilderness for us to die. So, what are we going to do now? So, again, he got no water to drink. And God Moses, he goes before God, and he says, God says, hey, look, you know what? If you'll just take them, if you'll just get them over at the rock, he said, you'll speak to the rock. He said, I'll give them water. So Moses goes over there, and he says, you rebels. He gathers them all around. He said, you rebels, must we? Now, this is where he messed up. I mean, if we think we can do anything, boy, you devil's got you fooled. If you think you can do anything within yourself, the devil's got you fooled. He's got you right where he wants you. If you think, well, you know, I'm going to live a good Christian life, I'm going to do it. You'll be defeated before you get out of here this evening. Amen? Before you get home this afternoon, the devil will take everything I've said to you and he'll chunk it out the window and you'll be on your own all again. Amen? But Moses said, ye rebels, must we fetch you rock out of this rock? Now, God didn't say that it was this rock. He said, it's the rock. Amen? He said, it's just not any rock. He said, it's the rock. He said, it's His rock. Amen? He said, if you're going to get anything, you've got to come the rock. You've got to come to His rock. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just Christ Jesus the righteous. Amen? If you're going to get anything, you know the story. The Bible said, instead of speaking to it, said Moses smote it twice. You know what that was? That was a blatant misrepresentation of God. Amen. But God, in His grace and mercy, He poured out the water. His grace and mercy endureth forever. He watered those young'uns. Amen. He watered His people. He told Moses, I'm not mad at the people. I'm not angry at the people. He said, I'm mad at the rebellion, amen, in the hearts of God's people. And he says, Moses, because you've done this thing, because you've misrepresented God. Now listen, he said, you'll not enter into the promised land. I mean, you know the story. You know how it ends. They get over there to a place, and the Bible says Moses looked, he let him go up on Mount Pisgah. He let him look across the promised land and said, God killed him and He buried him. Amen. Buried Moses over there. Amen. So we see this thing took place. Now what's he talking about? He's talking about speaking to the rock. He's talking about speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he's not talking about an emotional thing. He's not talking about some big physical thing that we've got to do. Amen. He said that we need to speak to the rock. The rock's done been smitten for us. The rock's done, amen, He's done give forth the water. But when we need water, we need refreshing, praise God. He said when we need help, we just need to speak to the rock. We need to take our supplications to the Lord. Look over at Luke chapter 11. Let me show you. Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Well, he starts the parable out here of the father. And he said, if a son asks bread of any of you, that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will you for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? But now listen, verse 13 said, but if ye then... being evil, know how to do good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, now listen to this, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. Amen. He said, if you need help, praise God, from God, he said, we need to ask for help. We get so heated and high-minded sometimes we think we're beyond asking help. I tell you, we need to be asking God to help. We need to get up every morning and say, Lord, help me, because my feet's getting to hit the floor and I'm apt to mess up. Amen. That's me. You probably better than I am. But that's what I have to do. I say, Lord, help me, because I'm going to get up in a minute and I need you to help me. Amen. He said, you don't have to do these things. He said, it's not about the shouting and the dancing and speaking in a certain way. He said, it's about asking, speaking to the rock. Amen. I wonder how much time you spend talking to Jesus. Huh? Very little, most of us. Amen. Hey, if we have a need, he said, not only got to come to the rock, he said, we got to speak to the rock. I mean, we got to acknowledge where we're at. We got to acknowledge that we need help. And we got to ask him for that help. He said, ask believing, Brother Carver. He said, you shall receive. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they was thirsty again. And he said, well, you got to simply speak to the rock. Well, they rock on, and a little while later, they're thirsty again. Once again, the children come up in Numbers chapter 21, verses 17 through 18. They come up again, and the people are murmuring about water. They're thirsty in a dry, barren land. And God says to the children, he just said, all right, there's a well over there that's been dug. He said, you bring them to the well that's dug already. Amen. Now get this. He said, you bring them to the well that's already been dug. Amen. And he said, I'll supply them water there. Amen. So they bring him to this well. When you get there, said, you gather up the congregation. Amen. Kind of like we are here. And he said, when you gather them up, praise God. I want you to just sing to the well. Amen. He said, I want you to just lift up your voices to the well, praise God, and said, it'll give you forth its water. So they go over at the well, they gather up around the well, Brother Jeff, and praise God, and all of a sudden, all in one accord, somebody in the back starts out, oh, how I love Jesus. Well, glory to God. And some old sister joins in with them. And the next thing you know, there's a prayer, praise God, the magnificent name of the Lord, praise God, is magnified. And God, all of a sudden, out of the rock, praise God, out of that well that's been dug, praise God, comes up water. I want to say, glory to God, we have at the day, if we'll come to the rock, praise God, if we'll speak to the rock, and if we'll sing to the rock, praise God, that well's already been drilled. And our well's already been dug, praise God, it's there. All we got to do is sing to the rock, praise God, and the water will bubble up. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You get to singing praises to the Lord. Amen. You get up here, hey, you see it all the time. You get up here singing, Brother Tim, and that water starts bubbling up. Amen. Spirit of God gets right nice in here. Amen. Why? Because you know who you're singing about. You know who you're singing to. Hey, listen. When we get up here sing, hey, you young people, when you get up here sing, you ain't singing to us. Brother Jacob, Blake, you're not singing to us. You're singing to Jesus. You're singing to the rock. Amen. But if we realize, praise God, we're not singing to this congregation. We're singing to Jesus. Praise the Lord. We get that. We get hooked up with that. Next thing you know, you go lifting up your voices, praise God, and you say, I'm singing to Jesus. Amen. Something begins to stir down in your soul. I see, there was a rock that was there. Water was prepared. And now we know that this rock couldn't have been a literal rock, amen, a physical rock that followed them where they went. They didn't take that rock of Horeb, Brother Eddie. They didn't take it and load it up on a cart and carry that rock with them everywhere they went. But I want to say, praise God, you know what that rock was? That was a perpetual subterranean flow, praise God, that they was there. Hey, I believe they walked all over it, praise God, there, everywhere that they was at. Glory be to God, that water was a flowing right under their feet. Amen. I believe, praise God, today that water's flowing right under our feet. Amen. Carrying us along. Praise God. You just imagine. It was there the whole time. They couldn't see it. That's the way the Holy Ghost is. We can't see Him. But He's always there, man. He's that constant flowing that's in our hearts and our lives. He's that constant motion that's a moving us along if we'll just let Him. Amen. It was that constant flowing. It's that constant. And when they begin to speak to it, praise God, it just began to bubble up through the well. People begin to see it, praise God. Why? Because they sung out in faith. They sung that song of faith, and there come the water. Amen? We do the same thing here. We get to singing songs in faith, believing, and there comes the water. Praise God. It gets real. You say, what is it, preacher? It's that being filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Paul said in Ephesians 5:18, he said, be not drunk with wine. Where's an excess? But be filled with the Spirit. He said, be being filled, praise God, with the goodness of God. Let it flow through you, praise God, and let it flow out of you. Amen, for God's glory. Amen. I tell you, I told them here the other night. Amen. We're starting to do some things a little bit different because I don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost of God. If the Holy Ghost of God gets to moving in the service, if the Holy Ghost of God gets to moving in you, amen, I don't want to do anything that's going to hinder that. I believe myself. You may not believe it. I believe we're living in the last days. Amen. We're living in the last days. We're getting the last opportunities, amen, to get see people saved, to see them get in. Amen. I don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost of God. I mean, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God is sensitive. Amen. He's sensitive. That's why this is a sanctuary of God. This is a place of reverence. This ain't a playground. This ain't a romper room. Amen. This is not a place to do business. This is a place to do business with God. Amen. And praise God, it should be real here. Just like it was there. He said to be filled with the Spirit. You say, well, preacher, how do we be filled? By singing to the rock. Amen. Praise God, you want to be filled with the Spirit. Praise God, you got to sing to the rock. You say, where's Scripture for that? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, he said, speaking to yourself. He said, being filled with the Spirit. He said, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. He said, you want to feel the Spirit. You want to have the Spirit. You want to, be moved along, carried along by the flood of the Spirit. He said, just lift up your voices in melody to God. Amen. What does he say? You get to praise him, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Get to magnifying the good God of glory. Getting to talk about what he's done. Getting to talk about what he's going to do, praise God, and the salvation of the Lord. And said, the Spirit of God will move you on. Amen. Take you into a place and a height that you've never been before. Amen. It's not just about believing. Preach last Sunday on believing in the salvation, but praise God, it's about the Spirit of God in us, moving us along, taking us where he wants us to be. That overflowing waters, that waters that flow that God gives us. You say, how do you get that? You got to come to the rock. Amen. That rock of salvation, that rock, it's been given to us. Amen. You got to speak to the rock. Amen. You got to speak to the rock. So you got to ask a petition. That rock, it was smitten for us. Amen. You got to talk to it. Amen. You got to sing to the rock. That rock is represented in us. Amen. When we come to the rock. When we speak to the rock, amen. When we sing to the rock, we begin to get those waters a stirring. We begin to get those waters a flowing. Amen. And they flow in us. And Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. See, I believe that, what a lot of us is still like those disciples. We're still up there in the room quivering and shaking. Amen. But I want to tell you, praise God, the Holy Spirit of God, he's been given to us. And if we get in there, do we desire God to move in us? We desire God to move upon us. Amen. I'm not talking about a bunch of foolishness. I'm talking about just praising the Lord and giving God glory. But the first thing we got to do is we got to come to that rock. Amen. Just like children of Israel. God hasn't changed the way he deals with people. You've got to come to the rock. Amen. You've got to speak to the rock. Amen. You've got to come to the rock. You've got to speak to the rock. And then you've got to sing to the rock. I mean, we've got to lift up our voices and pray. Some of us that used to sing praises to God, but we kind of backed off. You know what we've done? We've got out of those swimming waters and we got back into those wading waters. I'm telling you, there's no place for wading waters. I want to be like old Ezekiel. Praise God, as the Lord lays it out, he's talking about that life that we live, as he lays it out, I want to get out there in them swimming waters. Why? Because I want the current to carry us along and take us to where God wants us to be. Don't you? That's what God wants. But He said the first thing you got to do, He said the blood's got to be applied. He said you got to be born again. He said you can't get to the water without the blood. You got to have the blood applied first. Amen. I want the blood applied. I've got the blood applied. You got the blood applied? Have you been saved? Have you been born again? Would you like the water? Would you like those waters that flow? I don't know about you. I don't want no stale waters. And they ain't fit to drink. They ain't fit for nothing. Amen. Can't even water critters in stale water. But praise God, those living waters. He said, I'll give you living waters that'll flow if you want them today. I'm talking about waters that flow. What about you today? What kind of water do you have?